Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the importance of self-conflict. I'll explain. I see this a lot, actually, and I've talked about it in various forms, but I've noticed it recently in my Zoom classes and live classes. It's a thing. It's a thing that actors do, or I should say they don't do. There's never any real self-conflict. And it's funny, you know. In life, it feels like most of the actors I know are constantly dealing with self-conflict. I want to do this, but what if that happens? Gosh, I've got to tell, my agent this, but I don't want that to happen. I don't want this person to think that, but it really made me feel this. And, you know, we're constantly going through this thing in our life. And what is that thing? I think generally it revolves around this idea that we don't want to appear to be in the wrong, out of line, improper, less than a good person. We don't want to be the person that causes harm, upsets people. Most often, it is the inconvenience of having to give something voice that puts us at odds. I now have to tell you, what you've been doing that's wrong. I now have to correct you. I have to kick you out of the house. We can't be roommates anymore. I don't want to be your friend anymore. You can't work here anymore. You got to stop flirting with my wife. I need you to give me that money you owe me. Whatever. All of it. And where is the conflict? Well, the conflict is, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Don't most of you hate having to verbalize such things, have to actually tell people? Don't most of you hate having to actually have these confrontations and tell people things? Don't you hate it? Isn't it miserable? I mean, to have to say, hey, we got to talk, la, 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 la. Right. Well, what's going on there? Lots of self-conflict. Where in that you wonder whether or not you were right or wrong? No, you could feel very, very strongly about the fact that you're right and the other person's wrong. But the self-conflict comes from the fact that you don't want to have to do this now. I don't want to be the bad guy. I have self-conflict. I have to tell you this, but what's happening is I don't like having to do it. I'm afraid it's going to hurt our relationship. I don't want you to feel bad. I hope this won't hurt our friendship. I have to do this one thing, and I think the consequence of that thing can either be something bad, or I have a lot of discomfort doing it because it isn't the thing I want to do, yet I have to do it, and here we have self-conflict. That's self-conflict. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But what you need to be made more aware of is that I rarely see it. I don't see it a lot when I watch actors acting in scenes where there is conflict. There is always the conflict in the scene. It's very clear, the people, they have dialogue. It sounds like conflicting dialogue. And there's also probably lots of exclamation marks, and some of the letters are really big and with exclamation marks. So we know that they're yelling and shouting and it's a conflicted scene. And the person who is initiating it or has something to say, the larger part of wants to make the accusation or whatever, they tend to come out, they just go for it, pistols blazing. I watch life so much. I've been such a life junkie my whole life. When I see people going at one another, particularly if they have any kind of relationship whatsoever, I will always see the conflict in the person's face who is, making the claim or dressing the other person down or trying to correct what they perceive to be a wrong. I always see so much conflict there. And what I immediately know is this person does not want to have to be in this position. They'll be in it and they will do it, but they don't like it. They don't want to do it. They wish they didn't have to do it. They were hoping it wouldn't have to go this way. They were hoping not to crush the other person with the news they're going to give them. There is this conflict that's going on. Actors don't resort to it as much because in the scene, you know, you don't really have any skin in the game. You know, this is just a scene and you know it. There are no long-term emotional results you might have to deal with here. It's all fake, right? It's phony. So the actor sees the exclamation marks and all the large lettered words and screams it and bellows it and, you know, furrows their brow and flares their nostrils, and they go at the other person, and it's loud, it's aggressive, it has, you know, some teeth to it. But you don't really see a lot of self-conflict there. The actor thinks, well, look, this is what's happening. This person's very angry. This thing happened, and this, you know, he's got every right to it, and this is totally justified. Yeah. Okay, the same in your life. And is it always easy? Is it ever easy? Be honest. Don't most of you hate conflict? That's what I always hear from all my actor friends. They hate conflict. They hate it. They hate to have to go talk to their agent, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their dad, their mom. They hate it. They hate it. That's self-conflict because they end up having to do it. So they're conflicted for a myriad of reasons. But there has to be self-conflict. Musically, the example I would give you is without self-conflict, what you have, what you're doing with your anger in that scene is a note as we watch you. It's one note. With self-conflict, it becomes a chord. There's resonance. There's a lot more going on. Not just what you're arguing about or upset about, but the audience can see that there's a lot at play here. There are things going on in conflict with one another. And when we see that in the actor, we want to look in deeper, you know. We want to see what is actually happening because we know there is more here than meets the eye or the ear. We know it. And so part of the reason why we're watching is because we know there's more to it, and then we wonder what of that is going to now unfold also before our eyes. Without self-conflict, with just that one note, we don't expect anything other than that one note, and we watch the show, and we listen to what's going on, and we, you know, follow the story, of course. But with self-conflict, with the resonance of a full chord of music, it feels different when we watch it. It's more complicated. It's thicker. There's more to it. Also, it's way more interesting for the actor to play. I want you to think about the times that you've had to actually confront someone, kick a roommate out, confront something about some money that was stolen, something that went on, breaking up with your partner, your lover, firing someone if you've ever been in that position. I want you to think about what that was like when you did it, how much you probably dreaded it, how it consumed your life for before and after it. How you talked to your friends about it, how you went to justify it, how you knew, you know, you had to do what you had to do and how much you go over it. That is you wrestling with self-conflict. It just seems like it's always there and hardly ever there when I watch acting. And why? Because the actor has no skin in the game. They're just reading the ledger. It says they yell. I get it. I'm upset. You know, your dog keeps crapping on my yard and you let him go free and I have little kids over here. And you know, one time one of them almost attacked. And, you know, when I'm upset and I want to talk to you, I see all that. So I just go do that. You might say, well, where is the self-conflict in that? Boy, that sounds egregious. It sounds horrible. I mean, we've got some dogs that could potentially be hurting these little kids. They not only come over the yard and take big craps, but they like lunged at one of the kids one day. And now you got to go talk. You got to straighten them out. Boy, if there was ever a time to feel righteous, I mean, for the kids' sake, if there was ever a time to feel confident and kind of almost lopsided in how you feel, it would be now. Yeah, but still, it's my neighbor. I have to now go over and exhibit a part of myself that I don't like doing, man. Do you? I don't like having to suddenly, you know, go over and bluster and let someone know what's what in hopefully no uncertain terms and how things have got to change. I don't want to have that confrontation. I don't want to have that confrontation. I loathe being put into the place of having to have that confrontation. I got lots of self-conflict going on because I've just said it over and over. I don't want to have to do this. And that changes the note. It gives it tons of depth, and me, and the scene, all of it. Things are complex, they're interesting, there's many facets to things. Actors, without meaning to, they end up dumbing down the material because they forget to use self-conflict, which always ends up elevating the material, always. It brings it up a few notches. It adds something to it. There's more going on. There are a lot of forces at work here. All you have to know is what is the basic reason why you don't want to have to do this. And those are always easily found. I mean, at the end of the day, it could be something as simple as, I don't want to do it because it upsets me. And when I get upset, I feel upset. I don't like it. That's plenty. Now I go into a scene and I don't want to be here, and I say it adds so much. It really thickens the stew when you do that. And it's not a trick. It's not a trick because, as I keep saying, you look to your life the next time you have any kind of a conflict, any sort of discussion with someone, and tell me there was no self-conflict there. When it comes to drama and storytelling, you want to make sure you make the choice where you definitely have the self-conflict and try not to talk yourself out of it by saying, well, in this particular instance, I just find a reason if you can. This is as basic as, you know, drama needs conflict for there to be a story. Somebody wants something and the other person doesn't want them to have it. And so how is this person going to get that thing? That's the story. I got to see how that happens. So what happens? If there is no conflict, then we're not pulling, waiting, hoping, wondering about the outcome of something. We can assume without conflict that that person will go on their merry way and do that thing they just said they would do. Apparently, they have the skills, money, know-how, and knowledge, and no one's in their way. Okay, that could be interesting, too. It's always fun to see people do shit. But the engrossing aspect of storytelling is pulling people into our world. And we do that by making sure that we're doing top-notch storytelling. And one of the aspects of top-notch storytelling with regard to actors is for the actors to always remember that there's some self-conflict going on. You don't want to have to do this thing at this time, in this manner, with this person, for these reasons. And, you know, it won't be hard for you to figure it out. You'll be able to find it. But I'm just telling you, most actors don't. I was watching an audition with, actors who had, they were playing young characters who had just met each other, and they were just having a discussion, and it kind of went off the rails a bit. The speed with which these actors were just willing for it to go super slow, long pauses, totally upset with each other. I thought, I don't see it in life this way. I never see it this way. Nobody wants to be the bad person. Everyone's apologizing for what they just did and the misunderstanding, and they didn't mean it that way. No, it doesn't upset me. That's fine. Don't worry about it. So, no, I was just saying, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's always wanting this because, I don't want a problem. I don't want the conflict. I don't want to have a hard time here. I just want this thing to get on. Now, that doesn't preclude me from going out, seeing a couple of my other friends saying, oh, my God, you'll never believe what Jeff did. Oh, it was just, I could barely sit. I wanted to puke on him. But at the time, you see, the conflict is I don't want to act out in that way. I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to have to be that person. But now you're making me that person. And it just changes so many things in your performance because you have this aspect That is that sometimes the engine that is really making the whole thing go is the fact that you are so conflicted. You never wanted to be here. You never wanted to do this thing. I never wanted to talk this way. Yet you continue to have these, to cause these actions, to do that thing. And now here we are. And all of this, you see, is what gives us a really good story that has lots of resonance to it. Just check when you're working on things in the future where there is conflict. Just ask yourself that question. You know, what is my personal conflict here? What about this don't I like? Why don't I want to be here? Why don't I want to say this? Why don't I want to do it to this person? I want you to just kind of go through that and come up with something that seems like it is when it's with you in somewhat similar situations. See if it's relatable to you. See if you can see why, yes, that would be a problem. Then you get in that headspace, you see, then you own that. Then you realize that's what that is, and then see how it affects you in the scene. That's the advice I'm going to give you here today. Okay, listen, I'm just about to open a couple of new Zoom classes. So I have room right now as I'm starting a Thursday morning 10 a.m. PST, so that'd be Pacific time, and I'm opening a Wednesday at 5 o'clock PST. So depending on what time zone you're in around the world, those usually fit. And if you've never studied with me before, I'm offering a free Zoom class to any of my sessions to the first 5 people that respond to this message. Say that you heard it on the 150th podcast, and send me a picture and a resume, and I'll get you set up with a session that's hopefully convenient for your schedule, and you'll see what it's like. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening to my 150th podcast. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. If you're interested in doing some Real Life Actor training, I offer 5 Zoom classes per week. I also have a live class in Hollywood on Sundays at 5 p.m. There's also private coaching and audition coaching. For any of that or any questions you might have, you can always reach me at jseymour878@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.